Okay, today's daf is Durham Daf Ayin Beis. Again, Siyata Teshmaya. Wasn't sure if I'd be able to give it, but I'll do my best with my throat and see how long it goes. Okay, we'll start with Ayin Aleph on the Beis. Ayin Aleph on the Beis, the two dots. Iboy Lahu. Gershin Kishtika Damya, Oka Hakama Damya. As we know, the last three prakim, as we mentioned, in Maseches Sedarim, the first eight prakim talk about making a neder. The last three prakim, which were in the second of the three, talk about getting rid of a neder. So starting from, we had back on Daf Samach Dalad, we had the first parak about Nolad. How are you allowed to get rid of the neder? That was the ninth parak. The tenth parak was all about Afar Sedar. So says the Gemara, let's say a woman makes a neder, and then the Arus divorces her. So what is, without saying anything, not being mayfair, not being makim. See, boy lehu, gerish and kishtika damya. So it's not a hafara, that's for sure. The question is, how much does it go the other way? Is it like a shtika? He didn't say anything, so he didn't say anything. So it's like a shtika. Oka kama damya. Or is it as if he was making the neder? Why would it be like he was making the neder? He wasn't making the neder. So the Ran explains, since he knows that once he divorces her, she will not have any other choice. It's finished, because he heard about it, then he wasn't made for it, so he doesn't have a choice. So that's why it's considered as if it was a hakama. That's what the Ran says, five lines to the bottom. Mishum tekiven de yada aris, de labasa gerish lamatzi mefer velo hefer. He knew that he can't do it afterwards, the fact that he wasn't mefer before the gerishin, so maybe the gerishin itself is a hakama. So that's the question of the Gemara. Is gerishin like a shtika or like a hakama? Yeah.
Is it not a marasa case?
This is, let's assume it's talking about an Ara Marasa case. Let's talk about an Ara Marasa case. Well, my nafkamina, because it has to be, because you'll see. My nafkamina, kagon, shenadra v'shem abaya, love a gear, shavah hajra biyome. The case is where she made a neder, and then the husband hears about it as begarisher, and then takes her back. So, e amar, mar, kishtika damya, matzi meferba. If we say that it's like a shtika, that he can be made for it. Once he takes her back, he can be made for it. V amar, mar, hakama damya, la matzi meferla. But if it was a hakama, once he's making it, he can't be made for it anymore. So that's the nafkamina that's suggested by the Gemara. If he takes her back on that day, would it be good enough? The Ran just has the ha'ara, lav dafka if he takes her back. Even if anybody else takes her back. We know, as we're going to learn later on, we learned already, that if a woman makes an edda when she's an arusa, that she gets divorced, that she marries somebody else that day, that's also okay. That's the Ran says in the last line of the Ran. Anybody else also just has the most of the shchicha. The other Rishonim, the Rivash and others say, maybe a dafka says that person. Why? Because nobody else could take her back before 3 months. Nobody else let marry her. There's an Isra of Avchana. So there's a din d'rabbanan on that, and once a woman gets divorced or death, or we know who the father is. So therefore, we're not assuming utter berishi askinan, that people are violating Yisuri d'rabbanan. So that's why we assume the only one who's allowed to take her back right away is the Arus himself. That's why he gives that case. With the Kiddush Bichal and Achinami. Right, the Kiddush would be Chal. The question is, we assume that we're talking about berishi askinan. So that's what we assume, just to make it simple, that it is talking about the same person. The Shemiz Yana Balacha just adds the formulation. Not only might it be called a hakama because he knows, but the question is, how much do you need explicit? Says the Shemiz Yana Balacha. Tzavadi akimu aydeidibur v'fiv. Kiyum has to be, is through saying something. But here he did a maisa. So he didn't do nothing. So you might say the maisa can substitute. The maisa can substitute for the dibur. What do you say then? No. He didn't do the deeper. So what that he did the maisa is still not good enough. There are two other nafkaminas that are not mentioned in the Gemara that lachor could be mentioned. Number one, does the father have power to be mefer after the gerushin? So again, if you say it's a shtika, the father can be mefer because the day's not over. If you say it's a hakama, the father can't do anything once the aris is make him. That's one nafkamina that the Gemara does not mention.
Would that be
Beisham Abis Hillel? Meaning that's only Megas Gaius if the father was Megas Gaius. That was an afkamina before. If the Aris was Megas Gaius, you're saying father was Mefer, so he weakened everything if you say Megas Gaius. If you say Miklash Kalish. The other nafkamina could be, the Marsham suggests, maybe it's an afkamina, we had a machlokas Rishonim already. After Hakama, could the woman go and be Shoel on the Nether? after that coming takes place. That was a machlokas rishonim. The Rama says even if you say no, but it can be she can be nishalit after shtika. She can't be shalit after akama. That's a machlokas mechaber and the Rama. But the Rama added on that if the if it was just shtika that took place, then she can't be shalit. That's another nafkamina the Marsham says. So there's two nafkamina possibly that are also not in the Gemara. The Gemara just chooses one. Okay. So, Tashma. Tashma. So the Gemara suggests, based on a brisa we had a couple of days ago. Again, I apologize that I'm not stronger. I'm doing the strongest I can. Emasai Amru Meisaba. Nisrokna Rosh Hashanah. We had the Mishnah on Friday that said Nisrokna. When do we say that once, right, we have a team, the husband and the father. So when one of them dies, the halacha is that the husband gets full rights back. Nisrokna applies to the father, but it doesn't apply to the husband. So when do we say that's true? That the Baal, Nisrokna, she's emptied back to the father, Bismach lo shama Baal, where the husband did not hear about it. O shama the hafer, or he heard about it and he was mefer. O shama ve shasak omeis babayom. Or he was shosik and he died that day. All those cases are cases where the father could then step in and totally be mefer. He gets total reshus back. So if you have a gerish kishtika dama, but if you say gerish is kishtika, so let's see nami hashem of a gerish. Why isn't that in this side? We're giving all the possible cases where the father will then have total rights. So if gerish is kishtika, why didn't it say that? Umitlo tani haki, since it didn't say that, shma mina gerishika kamadamu. Doesn't that prove that gerishin gizka kama? So the Gemara says, "Ema seifa." The Brisa proves the seifa proves the opposite. It's not in the Brisa. The question is, so what's the diak? The Reisha lists off all the cases of shtika, and it's not there. But the seifa lists the kama cases. Ema seifa. The seifa says, "Avalim shama v'kiyem." But if the husband heard and it was mekayimit, o shama v'shasak, or he heard about it and it was shosek, umeis biyom shal achra, that he died the next day. Those are cases of kiyum, and therefore the father cannot be made for it. So if gerishin is like hakama, so listivim shav gerish. So the sefer should have them. So it's not anywhere. So the Gemara says elam midalok tani haki shpam haki shav gerishin kishtika damu. Doesn't that prove it's like shtika? So elam miholak elamash b'mina. It must be that from this price up, you cannot prove anything. It's not in the list of the shtika cases. It's not in the list of the hakama cases. Ereisha dafka. So therefore what? So why isn't it in either case? Ereisha dafka. If the reisha is dafka, meaning if the shtika cases are dafka, and gerishin is really like a hakama case, so it could theoretically have been in the seifa. Nasav seifa bishem reisha. Left it out because there's no parallel case in the reisha. Seifa, and if it dafka, if the seifa is dafka, meaning the gerushin is not a hakama, but it's a shtika, it should be in the resha. So that's the resha b'shem seifa. The Gemara basically says because there's no parallel case, so the Gemara left it out. We don't know where it should be. It should be in the resha. It should be in the seifa. The Gemara left it out just to be parallel. Period. Okay. Goyen Ashas here asked a question. He said I could find a parallel case. Or you think gerishin, you can't find a parallel case? He asks on the bottom, Tamuoli. Hoinami mich masti beresha. You could say, let's say it's a case of shasak. Let's say we would gerishin as shasak, so it could be in the resha. So the sefer could say, miskarsha, the next day. Just like misa's in there. What's the difference between misa and gerishin? So gerishin could also be the next day. So what's the difference? So Hashem yor enai. So he doesn't answer, he just says, Hashem should light up my eyes. So the Rishash says, so maybe it's the same exact thing as misa. That's why it's not there. So it's the same exact halacha. So gerish and shasak, they're both not exactly kiyums, but it's the same thing. So Rav Akiva Eiger doesn't says the Shem Yireina, the Rishash assumes maybe it's the same exact thing as Misa, and that's why it's not there. Okay, Tashma, another try. Nadra v'hi arusa avia ubaylo ha'achram v'fi nadar. I'm sorry. Another arusa v'diskash v'nitzaz abo bayom. Our Mishnah from yesterday. Woman makes a neder and she gets divorced and is ares. That day, even 100 times, a woman with her father and her new aris could always be made for the nedarim together. So doesn't that prove that gerushin is not a hakama? Because if it was a hakama, the next aris would be out. If gerushin, the original gerushin, would be like a hakama. Be matzi mefer aris achron nidreit to okum aris rishon. So how could aris achron have any say? So it must be that gerushin is like a shtika, not a hakama. Mashma from here, though, that if the Arus heard about the Neder one day, an Arus Sheni would not be able to be made for it another day. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it all has to be the same day. Let's say Arus Risha heard about it one day, and a week later, the Arus Sheni would heard about it. That's for sure no good. So the question is, on the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Nadra v'hi arusa u'meis ha'arus, if she's an arusa and the arus dies, being kodem shmiya bein la'achar shmiya, before or after the shmiya, v'shama v'chaz v'tar sebo b'yom, and she's nisaris the same day, so then it works. But then it says, v'im lo shama ha'av bo b'yom. Let's say the father did not hear about it the day the arus did. V'nisaris la'acherim, v'shama achar kach, afilu achar kama yamim. Let's say the arus heard about it a week later. So then, ha'avar is achron mefirin biyachad biyom sheyishmu. What do you mean? Our Gemara seemed to say that you only go by yom shamo. Here's a case where the aris died, then a few days later it could work. Yeah.
Because no one heard about it until a few days later.
No, let's see, the aris rishon heard about it.
Father.
Oh. Yeah, but so what? But it sounds like from our Gemara that the second aris has to hear about it the same day.
Yeah, but it's almost one of them didn't hear about it.
So maybe you could say, maybe if nobody heard about it. You're saying nobody else heard about it. But the Aris Rishon heard about it. The Aris Rishon heard about it, and then the Aris Rishon dies. And then the father and the Aris Sheni hear about it a week later. Sounds like from our Gemara in the Gerushin case that it all happened the same day. So says, B'irei Dafi, quotes from the Achronim, maybe there's a chilik between Misa and Gerushin. Maybe the Gemara is about Gerushin. So maybe there's a chilik between what happens to the koach of Hafara between Misa and Gerushin. As follows, he says, "V'yesh l'chalik sheish chiluk bein dinis rokna shel gerushin l'dinis rokna shel misna." There's a difference. When the husband dies, so then he's totally out of the picture. So the father takes over totally. He's morish. He, the aris rishon, is morish all the power to the father. So the father steps in totally. So even a week later, it's the father's koach. He inherited that power. That's by misa. By gerushin, he's not out of the picture. He's still alive. He removed himself. He moved himself. He was megarish the woman. But maybe there it doesn't, it's not as streamlined, it doesn't go straight to the father. The father doesn't inherit, does not morish something from the Aris who died. It's a little less direct. In that way, you have to work out the details, but in that way maybe you'd be mechalik between Gerushin and Misa, something we haven't had before. That was a great line, right? Aris number two stands in the shoes in certain cases of Aris number one. Right. Maybe only by Misa. Maybe only by Misa you'd say Aris Sheni Karad Aris Risho. Right. He doesn't use that Lashon, but maybe that's what he means. How much does he take put on the shoes of the Aris Risho? Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara tries to bring our Mishnah as a Raya, because our Mishnah says you can have Arisa that happens 10 times a day, and the last Arus will be able to be Mefer. Doesn't that show that Gerushin is Kishtika and not like Ahakama? So Hachamayaskinan says the Gemara, Bishaloshama Aris Rishon. Oh, you know what? Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the first Arus didn't hear. You didn't hear about it. That's why you can be made for it the second and the third. So there's no raya, though, that if the Aris Rishon heard, and then divorce takes place, what Gerushin is. Because he didn't hear about it. The Ron asks, and the Rashba asks, I see Yisrael turning back already. Didn't yesterday Shmuel say that our Gemara is just the opposite? That our Gemara is Dafka when the Aris heard about it? So the Rashba says, in a chinami. According to Shmuel, it would be a raya. But the Gemara doesn't want to go like Shmuel. The Gemara wants to know, is there a Mishnah or a Brisa that proves our Shita? Okay, Shmuel. So Shmuel has a Mesorah that the Mishnah is like that. But Lav Dafka is like that. And that at the end, we're not going to have an answer to our question. It's going to be by delicious. Who do we Paskim like? So the Ramban says, Sveka Dadina. I don't know. You have to be Machmir. While some Rishonim, the Rashba says, I think, no, we Paskin like Shmuel. We Paskin that it is a Hakama. Why? Yeah, but it is a Shtika. Why? Because Shmuel says that. The Gemara just only is not interested in Shmuel because we want to find a Mishnah or a Brisa. But really, according to Shmuel, it is a good Raya. Okay. So again, our Gemara says it's not a Raya because the Aris Mishnah didn't hear. So why does our Mishnah talk about it? Daf has to be that day. If the Aris Rishon didn't hear about it, it could be a week later. So Kishloshama Aris Vashama Av. No, the father heard about it. Once the father hears about it, that's why it's limited to the day. Later on that day, once the father hears about it, it has to be made for that day. But Afterwards, a week later, he cannot be mefer. Period. There is a shita of the Rambam that we mentioned last week that some suggest that he gets a shita from this line of the Gemara. If you remember, the Rambam holds that the father and the arus have to be mefer on the same day, no matter what. That's the shita of the Rambam. The shita of the Rambam. The Lech HaMishnah says maybe it's an extra biyom shamo in the psukim. He darshens it. But that's what nobody else holds like this. The Ran, the other Rishonim say no. Only if the father hears about it a week later after the arus, that's it. Yom shamo that day of the father. But the Rambam says that's be the same day. Sha'acher shehefer ha'av shama arus is a mefer b'yom shamo ha'av. That's the shita of the Rambam. Some suggest that he gets it from this line of the Gemara. The b'yom u'damatzi mefer. B'kameyach lo matzi mefer. The Lech HaMishnah says it's lav dafka. The Gemara is just saying why the father, if he hears about it that day, he has to be mefer it that day. But some say that he gets it from this line. Okay, Toshma, third try to prove what Gerushin is. Nadra bo bayom, Gersha vechzira bo bayom. The Mishnah later on, in the last parak, on Daf Peites, she makes a neder one day, she divorces, and she takes him she gets remarried again that day. Ein yachal hafer, she can't be mefer. Shma mina Gersha kakama damu. Doesn't that show that Gersha is kakama? Because why can't she be mefer it after the Gershon? So where it says again, no raya. Ami hachab nesua skina. That's about my case of nesua. A nesua, she's fully married. A nesua, what's the halacha? By the time of dein yochel hafer, bishop dein habal mefer bekodmin. Only an arus could be mefer nedarim that took place before the erusin. But a baal, ironically, even though a baal is stronger in terms of the marriage, he cannot be made for something from before. As the Gemara said earlier, an Aris has a teammate, that's why he can be made for something even stronger. Because once the father can be made for Bekodman, because there's no such thing as Kodman when it comes to the father, so that's why the Aris can. Mashen can, a Baal cannot. And that's the case over there in that Mishnah. That's talking about a case of Nisuin, not a case of Erisin. So again, the Gemara ends off seemingly no raya from our Gemara, and that's what I mentioned before, Linyan Halacha, the third white line of the Ran. Some Rishonim say there's no raya, period. It's a Sveika Dedina, but others say that no. Shmuel yesterday, according to his interpretation of the Mishnah, it is a raya. So that's why the Rashba paskins that you could go like Shmuel, you could prove it from Edea of the Amorim. Prove it from the Amorim. It even quotes, maybe it was an earlier example we had of this, in Nedarim, on Daf, right, he quotes it from Laman Heima Beis. Look at the second to last line of the Ran. Menachem gave this Daf, it was on a Shabbos. Laman Heima Beis, the Gemara had a suffix, whether it's Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. In this case, who shluchim are they? Are they our shluchim or Hashem shluchim? Shluchim to Rachmana or shluchim to Didan? Nafkamina, if a person is muter hana from a Kohen, could a Kohen offer karbanos on his behalf? That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara went through a whole shak levataria, how to interpret that, alam and hama base. So the Ran there says, what do you mean? It's before Shem Masechus Kedushin. Rafuna says the answer to this question. So the Ran there says, no, we want to find it from a Mishnah of Raisa. We know Rafuna. And I just said Rafuna. We want to find the Mishnah of Raisa. So the Ran says the same exact thing here. We know what Shmuel says. We want to know it from a Mishnah or a Raisa. That was the first Ran in the Gemara on alam and hama base. Okay. Yeah. You don't have to talk low just because I'm talking low. Yeah. Yeah. By stage of Nisuin. The question is, the Ran quotes two dayas on our Gemara. Which is the Nisua? Was the first marriage Nisuin or the second marriage Nisuin? That's the question. The Ran has the two dayas on our daf. If you say the first one is Nisua, that's finished. Because if she takes a nether when she's a Nisua, then she gets the right only Arison. What? So you want to say Mefer, Bekodzmin of the, while she was in a Nesua. So the Ran works out exactly what the case is. Ran works out the last few skinny lines of the Ran. Okay, Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Derech Talmidei Chachamim, it's the Derech of Talmidei Chachamim. I mean the Talmid Chacham. Derech, what they do? Let's see what they do, and then we'll figure out what kind of Talmid Chacham we're talking about. Before a person's daughter goes away from him, meaning before she becomes a nesua, omer la, kol nadarim shenadai debtoch beisi, all nadarim that you've made, harahim mufar. They're all mufar, meaning the father knows, that after this stage he will have no power, she'll be stuck. So talmidei chachamim would preempt and be made for the nadarim before she leaves his rishus. So what's the talmid chacham? So the Shiva Gabbatsa just says, it just means a kasher b'maisav. Kasher b'maisa, meaning someone who knows, who wants to be mafresh b'dei adam in ha'averas. He wants to make sure his daughter doesn't get into trouble, so he's mafresh. Doesn't mean a tamal chacham, tamal chacham. It's Pharisee Yisrael, it just means somebody knows the halacha. That's all a tamal chacham here means. Sorry?
What?
No, well, it depends. It might be, what do you mean? Yotza mitoch besi. So she's still quasi in his rishus during Erison. This might be before Nisuin. Sorry? Let's say he doesn't know about some of these Nedarms. There is no Yom Shamo yet.
Right.
So that's going to be the Gemara's first question. Whether it can work. So that is the, Shidibu Kubetza says, Kashav Maisav, the Tiferet Yisrael just says, somebody's bekeeping these halachas. So that's what he says. V'chein abal, so to a husband. So before a husband performs Nisuin, Omer law, he says to the woman, all Nadarim that you took, I don't know about them, Pashtus. All Nadarim that you took before, you're right, if I know you took it a week ago, it's finished, I can't do it. It's only Yom Shamo. But if he says any debtor that you might have taken beforehand, they are Mufar, so that's what Tabi Chachamim used to say, that to try to preempt problems before Nisuin takes place, the Arus, he said this to the Arusa, any nether that you took beforehand will be mufar. There's a problem with how this halach is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the halach as follows. V'chein abal, Derech Levin Chachamim, he quotes, V'chein abal, Achla Dikanis Lo Shuso, the Arus, before she goes into his Rishu, says as follows. Tell me the problem. Omer la, Kol Nadarim Shenadarta Misha Erastich, Achla Tikansi B'toch Besi, Harehi Mufarin. To get out of problems, the husband says, any nether that you've taken b'shas erisin is mufar. That's what the Tavi Chachamim do. What's the problem? The aris is made for even b'konman. The aris can be made for the darm even in the darm that she took before erisin. So why is the Tavi Chacham saying, the way the Rambam quotes the Lashon, he says, any nether that you took from the time you got this aris until now is mufar. What do you mean? Our Mishnah didn't say that. It says, after the, before you came into my rishus, before Nisuin. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Lashon. That's the question of the Bach. The Bach says, I don't understand this Rambam. We know that an Aris, a Baal, we just mentioned it before, a Baal cannot be made for Bekodman, but an Aris can be made for Bekodman. So why is it the Rambam's Lashon, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Aris says, any nether that you took since Erison started. Why is it Erison started? Any nether from before. So, two answers the Bach gives. Number one is, he says, maybe each... Our Mishnah, each Talmud Chacham knows about the other Talmud Chacham. Meaning that the Aris knows that the father probably did the same thing before Erison. Father probably did that before Erison. So you're right, he could do that, but he's not worried about that. Because he's assuming that's what the father did. The Seer Leilatana de Masisa, and says the Bach, the Mistama Vadai, ki heich the Derech Talmud Chacham lomar lebito, just like it's the Derech Talmud Chacham to say to the daughter, so too it's the Derech of the father, Talmud Chacham to say to his the Aris knows it's the Derech to say to her, his Arusa, so do the fathers. He's not worried about that. A. B, but then the Bach gives a more fundamental answer. I'm sorry, I'm going to read a little less to try to save the little voice that I have left. The second answer is that the Gemara is about to ask your question that you just asked. Could he do this even though he doesn't know about it? So maybe he could only do it if he doesn't know about it when there's at least a little tziruf between them after Erisin. You're right, theoretically, maybe if a Kodman works, but that's only if he finds out about it, Bavadai. If he doesn't know about it, so what's his connection to this nether? He doesn't know about it. She took it before Erisin, so that's why it's not going to work. So you're right, usually made from a Kodman, but only on those that he finds out about. So that's the two answers of the Bach. Okay, says the Gemara. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Baal Mausha Yafer Balo Shmiya. Can a husband be mefer without hearing the neder? So again, it doesn't mean literally. It doesn't mean literally hearing. The Bach says, the Ran explains, Lo Yada. Can he be mefer without knowing about the neder? I don't know if you took a neder, but I'm mefer it. Does that work? Vishama Isha Dafkahu, Olav Dafkahu. Right? Does we say, when the Pasuk says that the husband hears about it, is that Dafka? Or is it Lav Dafka? So Amar Rava, so we have a couple of tries. Amar Rava number one, Tashma from our Mishnah. Derech Tabi Dechachamim Ashlo Yatzes Bito Meyatzlo. The Derech of a Tabi Chacham before his daughter leaves the Rishus. Omer Lo, he says, Kol the Derech Shadar Tabtoch Beisi Harei Mufarin. He says, any debt that you might have had is Mufar. See, he doesn't know about it. Doesn't sound like it. V'holo Shama. He didn't hear about it. That's what it sounds like. So where it says, L'chi Shama Udemefer. It must be He says, when I hear about it, I'll be made for it. That's what he means. This Gemara says, Imkein, kilo shama, lama le meimer. So what's he saying now? What? He's reminding himself. He's setting an internal alarm clock in his brain. I mean, when I hear about it, I'll be made for it. Gemara says, no. Hakamash malan urke, the servant mayor banal ahadure. No, he's saying it to try to get his daughter into conversation in order to admit what nadarm she has. I'm going to be made for all your nadarm. She's like, oh yeah, Abba, what, yesterday, you know what happened? I got upset and I made a nether. That's all he's trying to do. He's trying to get her into a conversation in order to be megala. You're right. He has to hear about it. There's no raya. But he's just trying to get her into a conversation. Sorry? If you say, according to the Rambam, we'll have to see what the Rambam paskins, but if you were to say, why would the Rambam be limited? Yeah? Oh, so if you take right, if you take this lomaskana as maskana, then you can say the whole mishnah is lav dafka. But you read the mishnah, it sounds dafka. As we'll see in the maskana, it's not going to be so clear. But you're right. If it's just to get into conversation, so forget being medayek in any of his words. Okay, the Nidreis Ruzin asks here, what's the raya from our mishnah? Maybe in our mishnah he's heard about some nidarim, some of them, and maybe the halacha is, once you're being made for some nadarim that you know about, so then you can be made for all nadarim, even ones that you don't know about. Similar, he doesn't quote it, but similar to the concept of Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua means you're not chayav to be a Shvua on the Davar A. But let's say you're chayav to be a Shvua on Davar B. So I can say, you know what? I'm a Galgal. I can roll. Once you're swearing about this, swear to me about this too. That's the concept of Gilgul Shvua. You're already swearing, swear A, so just throw in about Dover B as well. So that's the Nidreis Ruzin's question here. So maybe there's no right from our mission. Even if you wanted to say the mission is a case where he is doing it right now, maybe the case is where you heard something, and you've been made for the ones that you know about, and you're just throwing in the ones that you didn't hear about. So it says the Nidreis Ruzin, it can't be. Because by Shavuos, there's a connection. You're swearing, you could group everything together in a swearing. Every nether stands on its own. Every nether, the source of every nether is from the other person. Every nether stands on its own. And therefore, there's no havamina that just because you're doing one, you'll be able to do the other. If you're able to do one that you didn't hear about, it must be that is the halach. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tashma, yeah. Does the Baal and the father, well, which case? Well, the Mishnah might be talking about, according to that pshat of the Rambam, might be the father does it even before Eirusin, according to the box interpretation. But in the Seifa, if it's the husband, so then the father has to be involved too. Right, father has to be involved too. So it doesn't mention it, but I guess it assumes that the father is also doing it. Toshmas, try number two. Mi Seifa. Let's try to prove it from the Seifa. V'chein ha-baal ad shelo tikares r'shuso omer lo. The Seifa says, the husband says it. Again, he doesn't know about it. So chanami darmala l'chi shemana. Also, that's that we have a new kimta. He means that when he's reminding himself that, and he's trying to get her into a conversation, but really he's going to do it again when he hears about it. Toshma, says the Mishnah later on. Ha-omer l'ishto kol nadarim. It's not too much later on. We're almost finished. Ed Hashem, a couple weeks. Right, Purim's coming, Purim's to see him. A man says to his wife, I have to go on a business trip. So you know what? Any neder you take over the next month, hare elu kayamin. There, I'm makayim them. I'm makayim all your, you're going to get into trouble. I'm warning you, they're all makuyim from today. So does that work? So the Mishnah says, lo amar klum, doesn't work. You cannot be making a neder before the woman takes it. Why? Says the Rush right here, fifth line of the Rush. Because how do you know what kind of nether she's going to take? Maybe she's going to take a nether that's impossible for you to live with. To Kimlon, Shlohaya Beliba Lakaima, Shemata Dvarim, Shumitstar, Ubosh. So Kiyam definitely doesn't work about the future. What about the other way? Harehi Mufarin. If the husband says, any nether that you take, I'm made for it from today, that's a Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Mefer. Rabbi Eliezer says, it is Mufar in that case. Why? Gemara doesn't quote the Svar. The Mishnah there, the Vayne quotes the Kavachomer. Rabbi Elazar says, if you can make for the Dharam, they're already there, then surely you can prevent it. Always easier to prevent things than pushing things down. You're preventing it, so that must be easier. That's Rabbi Elazar's Svar. If you can be made for the Dharam that are already there, surely you can be made for the Dharam before they even get off the ground. So Gemara says, V'halo Shama. Again, don't you see from this case, he doesn't know about the Nadarim. They didn't even happen yet. and yet it could be mefer. So isn't that a raya that you don't have to know about it? And the Ron explains here that the raya isn't just from Reb Elazar. Even the Rabbanan who say there it does not work, it only does not work there because it's a davar shelo bala olam. It didn't happen yet. But if it would have been bala olam, it's mashma that it would work. So it's Rabbah, it didn't happen yet. That's the only machlokes between the Chachamim and Reb Elazar. So really it's a raya from both shitos. So the Gemara answers, Hakanami Dharma Lechishamana. Again, yeah, no, here too he says, I'm doing it, but it's going to be mufar when I hear about it. So again, so why is he doing anything now? So just wait. If he's really going to be made for it again after he hears about it, why doesn't he wait? Kasavar Dilma Matridna Hahishaita. No, he thinks that maybe when he hears about it, he's going to be very busy. He's going to be in the middle of something. So the hafara I'm saying now, but really I mean it for when the neder is stated. Yeah.
How could he do that?
What? He could say it's mufar. Well, that's Reb Elazar's chiddush. Reb Elazar's chiddush is that you can be made for it beforehand, even though it's never shalom bala olam. Does it get into? I'm saying so. This isn't like doing a mitzvah now. This is about me made for it. I mean, this relates to what we discussed last week about doing the ma'isa today and the chalos later. Right, you do a ma'ala, the Shuvah Kibager that we discussed. So here you're already putting it into motion, just like we spoke about. If you want it, you say, I'm going to be made for it tomorrow. So maybe that it's already good enough for B'yom Shamo. So this isn't like Davni Mincha before the Zman. This is like a hafara that you, right, Mincha doesn't have any chalos. It's a ma'isa mitzvah. You got to do a ma'isa mitzvah at the right time. But here it's words that create an effect later on. So you could say it now and still have an effect later. According to Reb Elazar, do we have a raya? No, but he said the chalos shouldn't kick in until I know about it. So that's what the Gemara seems to say, that there is no raya, right? And therefore he's saying it now, but it only is work lechishama. The Gemara never rejected the lechishama line, so it still is no raya. We're saying it's made for now, but it still should only work after I know about it. That's a chiddush that it could be future, but it still has no, there's no raya to if you don't know about it at all. They're mufar, even though he doesn't even know about it. That's what the Gemara is interested in. And he'll never know about it, even if he never finds out about them. That was the question. Okay, Tashma, last try, number four. Ha'omer la'apucha, next five lines are much discussed by many achronim, as you'll see. Ha'omer la'apuchapis, somebody says to their apuchapis. Again, apuchapis is a guardian, is somebody who he puts in charge of his assets. I'm going on a business trip. So, Mr. Apotropis, please take care of my wife for me, and any nether that she makes, be mefer. Hafer. So does that work? Vehefer law. And the Apotropis does his job. He's mefer on a dar whenever he hears about it. Yochlu yumufar, and you might think that works. Tamalomar, no. Isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu. Divir Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, it says the word isha, her husband, twice. That's to teach me the husband himself has to hear about it. Meaning, there's no shlichus when it comes to Afar Sadar. No, he has to do it himself. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yoshia. Omalo, Rabbi Yonah's son, Rabbi Yonah says 1 second. Matzinu b'cholatar kulu shlich lom kamoso. What do you mean? Shlichus. You can make a shliach for anything. So you can make a shliach for this too. So what's the problem? So it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonah's son, whether hafara and hakama could be done through a shliach. Let's finish first, and then we'll talk about it. V'yafilu Rabbi Yoshia lo ka'amar, elu mishum d'gzeres ha'kasifu, ishi kevedev ishi firenu. And Rabbi Yoshia, the first shita, only said it does not work because of the gzeres ha'kasif. You have a double extra lashon of isha. But theoretically, shlichus should work. Avot dekuli amo, shlichus alam kamoso. But really, shlichus should work there without the extra pasuk. The husband didn't hear about it. So how could the hafara work? Okay, so we already see the question here, but let's just do the Gemara. So again, we're talking about a case where he says now, but it should kick in when I hear about it. Why does it just do it later? Period. So he says, I think I'm gonna be Torah later, so I'm not gonna be able to do it. Yeah. Exactly, that's the question of the Rashi, the question of the Ron. The Ron says 4 lines from the bottom. What do you mean? If you hold the Shlosh Lam Kamoso, sorry, he didn't hear about it. He did hear about it. The Apotropos heard about it. So the Ron gives a somewhat technical answer. The Ron says, you know what the problem is? You can't say that it's good enough for the Apple Chappas to hear about it, because there's never something that a shliach could do that the mishaleach can't do. So what if he heard about it, the Apple Chappas heard about it, but the mishaleach didn't? So you can't say the shliach's works to say, because there's never something that a shliach could do that the mishaleach can't do. If the mishaleach can't do it, then the shliach's is batel. That's the Ron's answer to the question. That's what the Gemara means. Oh. But the bigger question that
I mean, so if I
want to
marry the Borsi, I send the Kohen, there's
like, yeah. But that's the discussion about if you're Yisrael to send the Kohen to marry a Grusha for you. But it's doing it for you. That's a big shaila, whether Ein Shliach Lezvaravera applies to that. Right? It's similar.
But not a marriage, it's fine.
Right. He's just doing the Maisa. Nachinami. What about the other way? A coin to the Mishaleach and the Yisrael. That's the Gemara there in Bamitzia. The Achronim interpret this Machlokes. Again, we don't have so much time to go into it. I didn't have so much time last night. Wasn't home. But the Achronim interpret this Machlokes, Amoroim. Maybe this alludes to the two ways of looking at Shlichus in general. How much is Shlichus really an identification of the Shalich to the Mishaleach? It's Mamish. I mean, after all, right? Rabbi Yoshia, Shluch El Kamoso. Rabbi Yoshia doesn't hold the Shluch El Kamoso. Only Rabbi Yonah's son. Everybody holds a shlichus. Can't argue with that. So why would he reject it? The question is, how much does the apotropis step into the shoes of the shliach? Right? This sugya of a first adarib is a great litmus test for shlichus, because it's a formal din of requiring a person. You require the husband. So is the shliach a stand-in for the husband? Could be a machlokas amaram here. Machlokas between Rabbi Yonah's son and Rabbi Yoshia. The ksos helped make this sugya famous. Ksos in probably one of the most well-known ksoses in Kuf Pei Beis. Beginning of Kuf Pei Beis. He starts off with quoting the Tosos Rid. Tosos Rid's famous kasha. Why can't I make a shliach to put on tefillin for me? I'm tired today. I want to sleep late a little bit. You know, you go daven for me. Shlichus! Shlichus alam kamoso. You'll daven for me. You'll shake a lula for me. You'll put on tefillin for me. So why can't you do that? So that's the Tosos Rid's kasha. So the Tosos Rid answered, the quoted in the ksos, in Kuf Pei Beis. So the ksos, the Tosos Rid answers, you can't say shlichus by a mitzvah shebegufo. Mitzvah shebegufo. Whenever the Torah requires you to do something on your body for you to shake a lulav, for you to put a tefillin, then it's not going to work. By kiddushin, by gerushin, there's no chiyuv gavra to get married. To be married, but not to get married. So you can make a shliach for the maisa. That's not a mitzvah shebegufo. Masha'enke, when it comes to tefillin or something else like that, so then that doesn't work. The ksos is bothered by the Tosas Rid. Mitzvah Shebegufo versus not Mitzvah Shebegufo, it doesn't work, because what about Shlichus Dvar Aveira? You can't do Averis. It's an Avera, Mitzvah Shebegufo. So why do you need a Makar to say that Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira? If you don't do the Avera, you need a Makar to tell me Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira? So the ksos has to have a little different answer for Tefillin, and he quotes our Gemara. He says that as follows. Vanulinis Daiti Bazet. Tekivan Shlichus Lam Kamosa Lo Amrinon El Bemidi Diasia. Shlichus applies by actions. Is there an action, you want to buy, you want to sell, you want to marry, that's all action. You can make a shliach to do an action. But by something that happens, memela, that's the lashon of the ksos, al b'midi deleka asiya, lo aminin shlichus ankamosa. You don't say shlichus by a midi delav bar asiya. What's his example? Hafara sadarim. He quotes our Gemara and he quotes the Rush here. The Rush here, he says, what about the apotropos heard about it? No. You don't say shlichus when it comes to regular shlichus. I mean, the other amora fields you do. But you look at the Rush here. Ksos quotes this Rush on the bottom. He says you don't say shlichus by a midi de la barasiya. So by Karim Pesach, Kiddushin, and Gerushin, he did the maisa. So the maisa can relate back to me. But if I said davar to Mamela, I have to do it. If it's something that happens, Mamela, I have to be wearing tefillin. I have to have a faras adarim. He considers that not a maisa, but a davar to Mamela. So that's the ksosa discussion here.
What about hafrashas truma?
Hafrashas truma.
Doesn't really have to be a
maisa. So that's not a, because it's tali, it's isa afilu b'machshava. But fundamentally, hafrashas truma is a maisa. You could get away with the action, like, let's say, a pre-action. If you're never a mafresh, it's never going to work. So isa b'machshava, because you've already designated what maisa you're going to do. That's why I would formulate. Okay, that is a discussion here of the ksos. The basic question is, what's halacha maisa? So Gemara never says, could you do a kamar afar day shliach? Who's the psak like? Rabbi Yoshi or Rabbi Onasan? Can you make an apotropos a shliach? So the Beis Yosef says, sveka nadina were machmir. So therefore, neither of them work. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Hakama doesn't work and afar doesn't work. We're machmir, sveka nadina, so neither works. What's the kasha? If we're machmir, mishum safek, So shouldn't you say it is Akama? If you just machmir across the board. So you should say Akama does work on the Shlech. That's the Chumrah. Right? It's a Kula not to say that it's a Hakama, because it'll be made for it. So if you say the Psak has just been Din Chumrah, so shouldn't you say that the Hakama does work? That's the question, yeah? Well, hafara not working, that's a chumrah, fine. But to say hakama doesn't work, that's a kula. That's the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch. Once one, they go together. You could say it's not, but if you're saying the psak is midin chumrah, then you should say it's not just a shtika. You should say it's a good hakama. And you say you can't be made for it afterwards, and she has to keep her nether. Oh, so says the Shalmi Nedarim, quotes the Elio David Omim Shlita, that says that maybe by Hafara, L'chor Menefer is not a good Hafara, but by Hakama, we know that making a Neder is a Chet. Making a Neder is a Chet, it's an Avera. And therefore, to keep, we learned it all earlier in Daf Chapez, if you're Bekayim your Neder, Kilu Bana Bama, and you're Zoveach on it. It says maybe it's because Ein Shlichus Advar Avera. That's why the Shlichus is Batal. That's why Mitzad Hakama, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. You should say it's a chumrah. No, ain shlichus is varaveiros. That's why that chumrah does not work. That's the Shalmi Nedarim's suggestion here. Okay, there's more to talk about, but I don't think maybe one more. Try one more. There is a big sugya in Gittin and in Kiddushin called Mili Lo Mimsri L'Shliach. Mili Lo Mimsri L'Shliach, which means that you have to give over Shliach a davar shel. Big sugya, what exactly that means? But let's say it means you have to give over a shlicha, you have to give him over to do something, do an action, do an accomplishment, do something. But merely, just words, alo mimsri l'shliach. Rov Rishonim say that means only if the shliach Rishon wants to give something to the shliach Sheni, he can't give over words. But to tell somebody to do something, just words, you can. And the biggest raya, says Rabbi Kiva, is our Gemara. Because hafaras adarim, theoretically, without the gzeiras hakasav, should work. Even though you're just giving over words, be made for the neder. That's why Rov Rishonim, 98% of them, hold that that whole sugya of Milu L'Misri L'Shliach, which is a Gittin Samach Vav, beginning of second birth of Kedushin, that only applies, it's a chisaron in, not from Mishaleach to Shliach Rishon, but only Shliach Rishon to Shliach Sheni. Again, that's a big sugya of Mili, but we'll have to stop here tomorrow. Kolaroi Labila, the din of Reb Zera, other big sugyas. Okay, let's see, maybe Menachem will give tomorrow, or Michael, can't talk. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Daskal family. Daskal family. Zeichen Hashem, Tosim Do Mordechai.